London.
And now to tensions along the border between Israel and Lebanon. UN peacekeepers say Israeli soldiers were in their own territory when clashes broke out with Lebanese troops yesterday. Lebanese soldiers claimed the Israelis were cutting down a tree on Lebanon's side of the border and that they ignored orders to stop. Four soldiers died in the ensuing gunfire, three Lebanese and one Israeli, as well as a Lebanese journalist. It was the most serious incident on the border since the 2006 war between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah. Iris Mackler reports on the latest developments from Jerusalem.
The findings of the UN peacekeepers, announced on Israeli radio this morning, vindicate Israel's position. Israel's prime minister has welcomed these findings. The Israeli military says its soldiers were cutting down trees growing over onto their side of the border fence yesterday when the Lebanese troops opened fire. The UN findings could bolster the Israeli claim that there was a Lebanese sniper unit waiting to attack the Israeli soldiers while they were lopping trees. There was also a large number of Lebanese journalists, and Israel claims they must have been alerted ahead of time to be present at this distant border region. Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak. There's no doubt it was a provocation. They shot at two Israeli officers standing by a post on our territory, says Barak. In this sense, it was planned, although I don't think the plan came from the Lebanese Army Central Command or from Hezbollah. I think it was likely a local initiative. The Israeli military has deployed in large numbers along the border and is continuing to cut down trees. It threatens a tougher response if it's attacked again. Iris Mackler, CBC News, Jerusalem.
There's been yet another